On Sunday, we prayed the historic collect for the third Sunday in Lent. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith, to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. In this prayer, we confess that our redemption from sin, death, and the power of the devil is because of God's great mercy and love alone. We admit that all who have left the household of faith, who no longer trust in Jesus Christ for their hope of eternal life, have done so because their spirit is filled with the lies of the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Jesus said, "But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. The strong man, Satan, jealously guards against the truth of God's word. Yet Jesus is the one who is stronger, who overcomes him and takes away his power. Jesus earned the victory over sin and death by his crucifixion and resurrection. The empty tomb shows that death no longer has power over him. In turn, Christ Jesus promises that he will raise us from the sleep of eternal death to take us with him for eternity. May our Lord grant us the faith to trust in the word of God proclaimed by Jesus, that he is the one who defeated Satan for all time for our redemption. Amen."